Yo, DJ 12's Hope Alive Radio. Got another motherfucking exquisite episode of some historical shit, man. I got a great guest that's going to be in the building tonight, man. Big shout out to Souls of Mischief, Tajay of Hieroglyphics Crew. It's going down tonight on Hope Alive Radio, man. All in radio, DJ 12's. On the water poster, do not approach him. 6 feet at least from the spit, unless you want the Rona. Light work, melanoma, burnt flesh aroma. Catch them where they thuggin' at. All they seen was a smile and a muzzle flash. All they heard was a laugh, then a thunderclap. Nigga bent three corners and double back, no survivor. Snorkel the mask, I'm an ocean diver. It's the middle of the summer, why is it so surprising? Blow your dome to bits like a dandelion. Now you down that line, freshly creased in iron. Now you can keep the nine, or you can keep the iron. Hot on the hip where the police apply. I'd be obliged to bring them extras through. Talking honey buns, bananas, nigga, breakfast food. We up early in the morning trying to catch these dudes. They finna need some bags and some stretchers too. I give a fuck what that best will do. If I let this loose, it's getting through. Yeah, this my theme for the apocalypse. I love to watch a pass when the rockets hit. It's the boogaloo, shrimp, pop, lock, and shit. Either you cop this shit, or a shot get lit. My matrix rich consists of eights and zips. A pasty chick chasing chips, taking trips, places I can't exist. Sharp mooters moving cooler on a blazing strip. I run the blitz, y'all play prevent. When I get the sack, ain't no celebrating. Till I get the sack and my fellas waiting. Whole pallet wrapped in the cellophane. Instant liquidation, didn't have to tell them nothing. Unhappy with my stats, so I elevate. Ran hella cases, worked every angle. The sum total of my education is knowing nothing's more dangerous than hesitation.
DJ 12, man, you already know. It's always that brand new exclusive classic shit, man, for the 2020.
Look, I'm trying to stretch this chicken. A lot of niggas claim they real, but what's their definition? Stacking up for rainy days because we pessimistic. Got me praying on my knees and counting blessings gifted. And still reminiscing when shit wasn't making sense. Should I see my mama cry because we couldn't pay the rent? We had to meet that deadline and go and make a 10. And we wasn't eating, ain't no cutlery or plate to rinse. I need this money now, fuck that patient shit, I've been a sad. I put my freedom on the line to go and get a bag. Shit, I came from where you came from, how you getting mad? You niggas scared to take the risk, that's why these niggas sad. These niggas hear me rap and grab they pen and pad, I make the score. Sicoli, they say I'm great galore. Was late before, but been that nigga that you can't ignore. And make me sure I buy the shit these niggas can't afford. I built this up, I'm doing shit you thought I can't before. I woke my turn cause I had niggas made me wait before. I'm hungry now cause I ain't never get my plate before. Was down and out, shit, I kinda thought it was fate before. Them bitches played me out, but I really should go and thank them whores. Just motivation. And gotta second guess this shit because I know they hate it. I had my foot up on their neck so long, I know they aching. I can't just fuck up all I got, but shit, I know they waiting. Talk behind my back, but shit, I know the statements, but that shit was miniature. Could never be my signature. We was cutting hop, got the spot smelling like vinegar. And if that nigga told, he ain't nowhere in my perimeter. To me, it's sinister, but some shit I gotta administer. They told me life a bitch, so when I wake, I gotta get my nut. Heard I got the juice, and they so thirsty, trying to sip my cup. Heard that I'm a dog and got these bitches trying to clip my nuts. Ain't no helping hand, so when I fail, I had to get back up, pick that up. Because it's looking like they lost their mind. Had to watch in the possession, but they lost their time. A lot of niggas getting desperate cause they faucet dry. And it costed some niggas their life, but it won't cost me mine. Cross that line, I tell you ain't no turning back. And that respect ain't given if you ain't earning that. We used to pray for the paper, but that was further back. So when that bag drop, you can't tell me I ain't deserving that. It took call it, nigga.
Call like representing that good old East Oakland, California, man. This is Brittany K. Got me.
Got me thinking that we could fly. In the day and the night, all the time on my mind. In my dreams, you come to me. In my dreams, you come to me. In my dreams, you make me see that we are kings and we are queens. Everything that I believe, so shall be if I repeat. Fix your crown, fix your crown. I'll always be there. know that I really wanna try. Come over now, quit playing. Why we keep displaying? Ain't no hesitating. Don't know why you've been waiting. You just want me in my feelings. I'll be over here chilling. You just wanna try to control me. Take over and hold me. Touch me and tease me. Please and caress me. Never get tired. You're just gonna take me higher. Higher and higher. Love lifts us higher. New poles and dimensions. Conspiracy conversation. You just wanna know the real me. I just want you to show me. Show me, don't ghost me. No time for the phonies. You got me thinking that we could fly. In the day and the night, all the time on my mind. In my dreams you come to me. In my dreams you come to me. In my dreams you make me see that we are kings and we are queens. Everything that I believe, so shall be if I repeat. Fix your crown, fix your crown. I'll always be down if you're around. I got what you want. Yeah. I got all what the time, you need.
Yeah. Damn. And bitch, don't check me, bitch. Check the air quality. Numbers. Yeah. Dices and shit. You know what I'm saying? $500 fans and shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit's something slight though, you know what I mean? Run that. I was born in 91, product of the dope gang. 50s, Camaros, cuts when we swine. Crack gang, you don't even know the half. The stress, living life so fast.
I'm dreaming.
91.
Have you ever been so fly? Bitches see, they wanna come and choose on a P. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Feel like I'm dreaming. Yeah. Feel like I'm dreaming.
Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Feel like I'm dreaming.
They pull a nigga over, I might take another L. I ain't really been the same since they killed my nigga Lil. Riding with a ghost, 40K, shit get real. No phone, no Twitter, no gram, just feel. Posted in a trap, selling niggas ETD. Call of Duty on me, niggas not robbing me. Left wrist, on lottery, got cottage cheese. I'm on wind mode, bitches no stopping me. Gas up the motherfucking whip, now I'm scraping. Cooling, moving, smoking like Jamaican. She shaking, dick so good, got a craving. Remind me of this little bitch I had. Name making, what's happening? Put the P aside, now I'm macking, stacking. Yes, Lord, another 100,000. It's feeling like a dream while I'm counting up these bad days. I could've got a job, but instead I chose the fast way. What's happening?
Bitches see, they wanna come and choose on a P. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Afternoon, the bitch wasn't casual. Run to the neck, just me and my hammer. I don't want no drama, but I gotta stay ready. Bought the little bitch some fish and spaghetti. Met a bitch named Don't Sit. Met her in the town. Took her to the crib and killed it on the count. You niggas always stressing about a punk rock bitch when your kids ain't even got no clothes.
Have you ever been so fly? Bitches see, they wanna come and choose on a P. Bitch, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Feel like I'm dreaming.
Nigga, when you see me hop out this motherfucking thing with them bust Daniels on. They don't be talking, nigga, you know what I'm saying? 800 to shoot, bitch. Numbers.
DJ 12's Open Live Radio, man, it's going down in this motherfucker. Like I said, I got a very special guest in the building. Tajay of Hieroglyphics, Soulja Missions, Rap Noir. Got some brand new music on the way from him tonight.
I got a feeling a nigga could make a killing if he packed up his bags and moved to New Zealand, New Guinea, New York. You need something new besides a fucking new Newport. Prepared to be dead, the street said. Your shit's off like wheat bread. Your own block, you make shit they won't knock. I'm a worldwide hustler. Hoes be at us cause the OG status. Fans throw weed at us. And I spread love just the same. Let this Buddha bless your brain, sexy thing. Yeah, it's time to take this act on the road. Come back, get back on our...
My damn thing, quick, fast, in a hurry, dream weaving, keeping me and my team even, shifting time zones, trying to see the seven seas and everything in between. We heavy and we heavenly, so we love wherever we see, from the banks of the Mississippi to the shores of Tripoli. We do more tours and wage wars. I'm swimming in women and living without limit. My penmanship got me on a trip spinning around the world. Bullshit aside, we on a worldwide ride.
Facing the land, chasing his dreams. Motivated by a picture of his daughters, he embraced in his hand. Thinking what it might take him to win. And a 9-to-5 ain't supplying what he trying to drive. Looked up and got signed a job. For a deal, got a quarter meal. Shot back to the house on the hill and blow some dough to show his will. Flossed his wheels and lost his deal. But it's just a setback. Your boy got get back. Kept that ball rolling. God bless his cheese and best some cheese. And now they all rolling. Just doing what a man to do. Handle your business or to handle you.
I got a vision of international pimping. I'm international women when I'm out traveling with my compadres. From Oakland to Auckland, we always walk and talk like we got game. I've traveled the canals of Venice and aroused crowds in Sao Paulo with a single sentence. I penetrate the language barriers with positive vibes and bridge gaps with raps, keeping my spirit alive. And I thrive as I roam through zones, collecting my paper with these poems and songs. Getting a girl, grabbing the money and running, starting up companies and keeping the product coming. Hieroglyphics adventures all around the globe. Mental enrichment, and we gotta get the dough.
DJ 12's Open Live Radio, brand new shit, man. Big shout out to Unique Marie, Keep the Sleeve.
He like a nigga than a snicker with an hourglass figure. I like him with a firm grip, no butterfingers. Call me Cinderella in my red bottom slippers. I like him with a firm dick, now come and get her. Baby kinda bitter with this Candy Crush saga. Always got my poker face on like Lady Gaga. He wanna taste the rainbow in this candy red Impala. Break him off a piece of this Kit Kat. He say the way I write it defies the law of gravity. And I taste so sweet it got niggas scouting cavity. I melt in your mouth and not in your hand. Sexy thick chocolate bar, 100 grand. And I come with no artificial flavors, understand? Sex ain't good unless you wake up the neighbors, understand? I melt in your mouth and not in your hand. Sexy thick chocolate bar, 100 grand.
Just like candy, oh she's so sweet to that me. I don't want to share with nobody else. I can't shout, I can't shout. I just gotta keep her all to myself. I don't want to share with nobody else.
Nobody else, nobody else.
She's just like candy.
She's so sweet to me.
That I don't want to share with nobody else.
I'm mine, I'm mine.
I just want to keep her all to myself.
I just gotta keep her all to myself.
I don't want to share with nobody else.
Nobody else, nobody else.
Fortune smiled the day we met, twining our lives with golden threads. Fortune smiled the day we met, twining our lives with golden threads. Fortune smiled the day we met, twining our lives with golden threads. Fortune smiled the day we met, twining our lives with golden threads.
Forever we bonded, bred to be solid. Streets could aid us, so we had to be guided. Mother provided, daddy nodded. Bother me, you with other mama a problem. A stick that we could go outside with. New brothers we make ties with. Hearts too big to hide it. Real like my next door neighbor. Real like Fonzarelli, real like a get low player. San Quentin's one ill man. Forever we bonded, that's done deal fam. So real man, just know that we be all at it. For my brother, get city, boys
wrong or right, my brother, my partner, my ace. Call me, I'm right there, man, not a second late. Go ahead, scrape the plate, you can always have more. Just for all them years I was eating off yours. Let's ride, slide through the city. You keep the grapes, pass me that Remy. I'm feeling myself, when I shine, you shine. Ain't a person alive with some brothers like mine. May not speak in weeks, but won't miss a beat. I know the nigga heart, man, it really gets deep. If a hater wanna creep, he better rethink it, or I'ma loosen the nozzle, leave old boy leaking.
Watch and smile.
Lately I've been thinking about the dog in the light. I've been thinking about what's wrong.
J12 Hope Alive Radio, man. We always trying to slap them Brandon Records exclusive shit, man. Big shout out to my man, RZ the Great. This is Dark and the Light.
Lately, I've been thinking about the dark and the light. I've been thinking about what's wrong and what's right. I seen God for a sign. I've been busting down these doors with a pipe. I'm just trying to get some more out of life. I'm just tired of these downs. All this fuck shit, we ain't gonna let it slide. Got us stuck in the middle of the crown. Got us trying to solve a riddle to get by. One night trying to belittle all these lies. Send him to the pen because he got a pistol on his side. He just trying to provide and watch his ass on the highway. If you see the eyes, pray to God and bullets. Straight on the road for 3 days, he ain't even got his license. Bust a couple plays, now I got him feeling righteous. Figured out the game, I saw Lil coming up. Used to have to wiggle with a trigger in my nuts. Lost a lot of niggas to these pistols and these drugs. Some say I'm a villain, well maybe I'm really one. But I just want a million, I ain't fucking with these crumbs. When I was in school, they used to say that I was done. Trained you to be a slave, now you wishing you was up. Now you with the college kids buying drugs for one of us. Some learn to be the predator, some learn to be the prey. Some niggas got a manager, some bitches on the blade. Can't control your emotions, you turn into the bait. Fear in your brain, knock it down faster than case. Lately, I've been thinking about the dark and the light. I've been thinking about what's wrong and what's right. I seen God for a sign. I've been busting down these doors with a pipe. I'm just trying to get some more out of life. I'm just tired of these downs. All this fuck shit, we ain't gonna let it slide. Got us stuck in the middle of the crown. Got us trying to solve a riddle to get by. One night trying to belittle all these lies. Send him to the pen because he got a pistol on his side. Oh, my, I really ain't. I'm tired of being locked up in a cage. I'm tired of the same shit every day. Tired of these scripts calling my name. Got contacts blowing up my phone for a play. I don't think we understand the definition of pay. But they gon' throw it in our face, tell them get you some cake. Turn you to a slave and never show you how to be great. Say it's fake, but we don't understand that money is fake. And they gon' break when they only care about their own place. That ain't a phrase, that's a fact, watch the world go insane. Man, it's fucked up, cause we all stuck in these ways. Shit fucked up, I hope the judge give me a break. Yeah, I might be busting plays, but am I really the villain? They gon' show you how to work, but never get you some chicken. If you think ahead, they gon' put you in prison. Better understand the system and identify your vision. Lately, I've been thinking about the dark and the light. I've been thinking about what's wrong and what's right. I seen God for a sign. I've been busting down these doors with a pipe. I'm just trying to get some more out of life. I'm just tired of these downs. All this fuck shit, we ain't gon' let it slide. Got us stuck in the middle of the crown. Got us trying to solve a riddle to get by. One night trying to belittle all these lies. Send him to the pen, cause he got a pistol on his side.
your man Flo Rida.
Hey, what's happening? It's your little homie Plies, man.
Hey, yo, what's poppin', man? It's your boy Bow Weezy, man. Check it out.
World premiere with DJ Twelves.
Man. Big shout out to my girl B Stella. Baby Mama Mafia, brand new shit right here on Hope Alive Radio. Scandalous.
I'm not from scratching off. I ain't cool, bitch, you knew that.
Baby Mama Mafia.
Bitch, don't play dumb, cause you know what it is with me. Silk said, don't let them get the best of me. Niggas only wanna fuck your power, bitch. Tonight, I'll control their destiny. I don't get dickmatized. I rather get high and believe lies. I rather hit Wookie and get high. I rather smack crackers, not do time. I stuck to the cold, you niggas fold. I never said nothing, spit really told. I'm grateful that many made it back home. Jonah and Weeby made it back home. Take a bow, cause the real on the throne now. Drop the bitch like a habit in my zone now. She tryna sound like it's got her, I ain't alone now. Bitch, please let me fuck you, come here right now. Bitch, please, you all drop, you better pipe down. I ain't cool like them niggas that I been round. I'm authentic, not them bitches that you stay round. I cut ties with these niggas, ain't no pen pal. I cut ties with you bitches, who your friend now? You missing your friend now? You on the net talking now? Bitch, you a real clown. I can only laugh cause you bitches down bad. And I heard the best that you never had. Oh, hell, I ain't cool, so be careful, then. I took some pages out of styling book, that's the game.
That's the half, just crackers with my baby daddies out here doing bad. I said, fuck the narrow path, we on the bed and mad. I said, fuck the barking bag. Cause you'll be burning bags on Parker's dad. I'm the benefact, and my beneficiaries turn their nose up at Simon Black, and it's been a fact. And I've been a cat, big kitty coalition, wellness, a little bit of pale bitch, the blue bitch.
For some shit that I forgot I did, but you know that's just a life I live. Every bitch that I ever fuck with, I did them scandalous.
Now my bank account flooded. My ex probably tryna set me up. Niggas probably wanna wet me up. And I know they want my head, so I'll never cop slipping. And I got one in that if you tripping.
Bitches try to tie me with a baby. I gave them dick, now they all in their
field. The premiere is here. You heard it first right here in the mix with DJ Twelves on Hope Alive Radio.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is. Always brand new exclusive shit in the motherfucking building. DJ Twelves Hope Alive Radio. This is brand new shit from my man's Llama Llama, King Llama. Y'all remember that body bag shit? The sound is phenomenal, though. Bonnie and Clyde, man. Brand new shit right now. Hope Alive Radio.
It was supposed to be a robbery, but it turned into a murder beat. I tell him, give it up. Little baby, ride with me. You can travel through the sky with me. I'm trying to live it up. Make you feel special like it's your birthday. Girl, you know I'm trying to have you in the worst way. Rock your body like an earthquake. Bad bitch content, she went first place, yeah. I'm rubbing your body, it's soft. Then I'm back to the streets and I'm hitting them hard. These niggas ain't pushing no line. If I tell you I'm tripping, I'm down for the cause. Yeah. I shoot till it's empty, them demons be with me. I'm knocking till faces dissolve. I'm that nigga, so I gotta keep my head up. And I'm a known ass nigga, so my bread up. I gotta have a plan B in case the feds come. Niggas know I grew up with clapping reds and them reds. Background day one, so official. Young nigga really running around with missiles. That's how I was raised, if you tell, we gon' get you. I was young, really running around with pistols. RIP my niggas gone, yeah, I miss you. RIP my niggas gone, yeah, I miss you. It was supposed to be a robbery, but it turned into a murder beat. I tell him, give it up. Lil' baby, ride with me. You can travel through the sky with me. I'm tryna live it up. Make you feel special like it's your birthday. Girl, you know I'm tryna have you in the worst way. Rock your body like an earthquake. Bad bitch contest, you in first place. Bonnie and Clyde, we can run the city. Got me feeling like Buzz, we can run the bitty. Get the trippin' on niggas, headshot could bitty. Do you know the feeling when your bitch itchy? Do you know the feeling when your palm itching? And you getting money, it's a good feeling. I'm a good nigga, I'm a cold killer. It's a cold feeling, all your people change. I'm a cold nigga, cold nigga. Saddam Hussein, 9/11 suicide to pain. Free all my niggas locked in chains. We gon' run it up. Run it up. For all my niggas gone, I ain't done enough. It was supposed to be a robbery, but it turned into a murder beat. I tell him, give it up. Lil' baby, ride with me. You can travel through the sky with me. I'm tryna live it up. Make you feel special like it's your birthday. Girl, you know I'm tryna have you in the worst way. Rock your body like an earthquake. Bad bitch contest, you in first place. It was supposed to be a robbery, but it turned into a murder beat. I tell him, give it up. Lil' baby, ride with me. You can travel through the sky with me. I'm tryna live it up. Make you feel special like it's your birthday. Girl, you know I'm tryna have you in the worst way. Rock your body like a
earthquake. Man, you already know what it is. DJ Twelve Soca Live Radio. Right now, we live and exclusive. I got a special guest in the building. We about to have an interview and a conversation about current events. Big shout out my man's Tajay. But I'm going to keep this shit warm right now, man. Brand new shit from Grand National XL.
It's up and it's stuck, I get high. Way too much, we ain't worried about how niggas be coming. Cause they ain't us, that Lamborghini is fast. But equity do some runs. I had to skip the party, I had to skip the club. I care the ones I love, my only real vision. Mama, she ain't retired, and sister, she locked in prison. Swear the moment I realized, fuck the ones who ain't with it. It's a day I leveled up, I knew I was enough. Yeah, yeah, you gotta feel this shit all in your soul, yeah, yeah. Looked up in the mirror, I was whole, yeah, yeah. Ain't no trophy for doing what you supposed to. And everything I said I'ma do, I'ma show you.
Don't you wait another minute, wanting someone to believe in you. Put that fake shit on hold. I know that everything's for selling on my soul. Don't you wait another minute, wanting someone to believe in you. Put that fake shit on hold.
All right, yeah. Ain't nothing black and white. It's layers to it like an onion. I was sober though. Punks drunk stumbling. They all front like conductors. But the irony of it, that train of thought, low budget. We underground like Tubman. Mi vida loca, this a locomotive. I'm off the hip like a Motorola. Yeah, Tuskegee experiment. They been trying to clone us. Plotting on us from afar. New binoculars on us. The laws change, you complain, but did you really notice?
Belly coping, all trauma aside, another omen. Shea butter babies trying to heal their prohibition lotion. Pour to our pores, lick my wounds, no vaccine. Shit ain't adding up, they're prescribing the disease.
Don't you wait another minute, wanting someone to believe in you. Put that fake shit on hold, I know that everything's for selling on my soul. Don't you wait another minute, wanting someone to believe in you. Put that fake shit on hold.
You got a whole 86,400. Don't you waste another second on who don't want it. From 98th and Deuce, keep it a whole hundred. The hate abundant till fame come, now mentions flooded. Anyway, sometimes wish I was bulletproof. I always like the cars that don't got a roof. I hate how they handle you if you're dealing roof. But my tail light out, these cops is trying to shoot. Swish. I hate fitting descriptions, hate honorable mentions, bad living conditions, car need a suspension, job talking suspension, guess I won't get the pension, evading my apprehension.
Don't you wait another minute,
don't you wait another minute,
wanting someone to believe in you.
soul. Don't you wait another minute, wanting someone to believe in you. Put that fake shit on hold. I know that everything's for certain on my soul.
Got a brand new exclusive one, hot off the press. Yeah, brand new Tajay and the Architect, featuring my man's Cool G Rap, man. This is some phenomenal worldwide exclusive shit, man. Hope Alive Radio.
You got it right, KGR nigga, my boy Taj. What it do?
What's happening, man?
Let's go Ghost Recon on these niggas, man.
Yes, sir.
Souls of Mischief. Meets motherfucking Gene Connor, baby. Class A shit.
Everybody breathing, believing, bereaving. But it's always surprising their eyes when it's time to meet with the Reaper and they peoples beneath us. Then it's my nigga, I didn't mean it. Give me a minute, equivocating and pleading. Kill all the poppycock, I'm calling bossy shots. Like when Jigga told Blue, gon' lean on that Basquiat. Spit steaming, coffee hot. You copies hop in my slipstream, I'll not be caught. Quit dreaming, your office stop dog. Punching a nigga, entertaining, being top dog. Alpha of the pack, eye contact, iconoclast. Pressure jaw of glass, pressure's on our pass. With the flying colors, another thumbtack up on the map. I'ma need a new one soon. All the leaders you losing, you gon' need some units. It's doom and gloom for your eunuchs, no fucking way. Fuck out my way. The fuck I say is you fucking insane. Or just say fuck it, I die today. Red dotted out the way. Quickly got him out the way. Plus I got him out the way. Price gouging about my pay. From the town and out the bay. It's a different kind of place. Different kind of pressure makes you create different countermeasures. When I count my measures, it's always all kind of extras. Scribbling bars to beat make it hard to eat for you. Scribbling a word will be something about a beast. Make it unfit for modern means of diplomacy. I promise that y'all don't wanna see how I greet any threat perceived. Neutralize, weaponized, repartee, I rep for tea. I put that on me. Not a street, not a set, a city to stand behind. I said it, I stand on mine. Still cover the hands and eyes. Phantomize, make a fan of phantom. Handle mines, have you sounding like the randomized. Y'all don't want it, y'all are not opponents. Just cause y'all oppose us, y'all some posers. Cosplaying rappers, fuck it, I'll say it. Agents and actors in the demise of the culture. But I'm a poacher, hunting prize trophies with extra ammo, putting heads on mantle. So when the hammer hits, pin hits primer. Expect the blammo to be substantial. Man down, man though. Then we headed back to the rancho for skinning and gutting, grinning while I'm cutting cheap to mutton. What nothing, fuck him. All that jiving and shucking just to kick the bucket, huh?
Run circles around your world, I'm a whirlwind. 24 carats, so apparent. Never sterling. Best man standing till the world's end. Stand tall like the Berlin Wall or Earl of Pearlin. I call them bitches like it's Don Bishop. Pimp on vicious and make a pucker up like they palm fishes. One wave with a magic wand, he listen. G Fonzie with it, Asian mommy with it, make a salami glisten. Some of them jacks try to harm me missing. Failed army mission, I'm known to use the peace like the Gandhi system. Goons from hell like the zombies get them. Had a Tommy ripping him in the hood, rat doing laundry with him. Since the youth ran with gruesome bandits. I had tools to brand it since they sold weed with the roots and branches. Pennies and grants, but he never take the loot for granted. Used to sleep with ceiling leash cause the roof was damaged. Government teach free lunch, fruits and sandwiches. Now bread from heroin heads, got them using hammocks. Down peace in the Lex Cooper Spanish. Block wars, real nigga steals reveal when they shoot in transit. I set a mark out the dark, that Beretta spark. Let him bark, leave him with wheels of prosthetic parts. Fallen soldier, roll him over on the medic car. Dead and leave him with a hammer head like he grab a shark. Scar heavy 308 shit shred apart. Night scope get white ropes, halo on your head and heart. Curves your clothes when we murk foes. Fill up church rolls for burnt households in a jerk throw. Shooters I run with is the worst though. Give them work loads, they like grease mechanics in they work clothes. Them city blocks equivalent to a third row. Lose life, you break life, switch to reverse mode. The side of hunger and the thirst go. Niggas serve blow and have you hoeing the drum with a skirt roll.
Man, 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 that's some crazy shit right there. Like I said, I got a guest in the building. I'd like to welcome Tajay of Souls of Mischief, Hieroglyphics crew.
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, man. So I always like to get a temperature check on folks, you know, during these times. Lots been going on in the 2020. So how have things been for you during this whole period, you know, transitioning this new normal, all of that?
I can't front. I enjoy it. I prefer it like this. I go to the studio and to the house, and you know, I'm an architectural designer, so I go to the design studio, but that's really my whole routine. So ain't nothing really changed except I see my kids more, which is positive. I can't front, you know. I mean, I missed rocking shows, but
yeah,
I just been making a lot of records and, you know, getting ready for when they open it back up, trying to, you know, keep it tight, stay on my, keep my shit sharp and, you know, but I can't front, I prefer it like this.
Yeah, me too, man. I ain't gonna lie. See, when we hit them with this, people be getting mad. No, it's gotta go. I mean, yeah, I get it. You know what I'm saying? People want to go out. There's some businesses going down and all that stuff. But when it comes to really being able to concentrate and, like, slow down, we probably all needed this.
Oh, yeah, you know? Definitely. And I think that I hope it doesn't go back to where it was the rat race before, man. Like, right. I think our kids are spending more time with us. And as they get used to, you know, of course, it'll be great for them to convene and hang out with other kids too, but all that 40-hour work week and killing yourself until you're 65 and then you die because out of boredom because you don't got no, that's insane. That ain't how life is supposed to be lived, you know. So I'm working on retirement, you know. I'm trying to retire from work in the next maybe 5 years, you know, and just work on music and design and do sort of creative endeavors and hang out with my kids and hopefully my grandkids and things of that nature.
No, for real, I really feel that. So, you know, I want to, there's so much I was thinking about to talk about. You've had a real vast career over the years. Y'all done a lot. You know, I like to start at the beginning. When you was coming up, youngster, you know, middle school, whatever, I know y'all went, you went to Skyline, right?
I went to O'Dowd. Me and Fess, the only two dudes that didn't go to Skyline.
You went to O'Dowd?
I went to O'Dowd, yep.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My mom
wouldn't
let me go to Skyline. She said it was a nonstop party, and it's crazy because I used to cut school to go to Skyline.
Wow, that's amazing.
Bring a 40 up there, bring a bottle of, you know, whatever, and we, you know, we hang out, roll one, et cetera.
So, yeah, I had Casual on the show. You know, he dropped the Big Head Science, so I had him on the show. We talked a lot about stuff. He said, you know, a lot of the union y'all had came from Skyline. How did you get connected with everybody, seeing that you went to school over there?
We all grew up on the same block. So me, Casual, A+, and Opio grew up on the same, you know, on 82nd and between Golf Links and Astor. And Dale grew up on Twin Oaks. Festo was up on Sequoia. So they actually, everybody in the crew used Dale's address to get into Skyline, really. This is before you could get sent to jail for that, I guess. You
know, whoa.
But yeah. So we all grew up walking distance from each other, you know. And so it's basically we're from the same neighborhood. And that's really, I've known Casual and A+ since kindergarten. So
that's insane.
Yeah. I mean, we've been rapping together since maybe third grade, maybe.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's a beautiful thing that y'all all got it cracking together and really came up and was able to make, you know, a really large impact.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's like lightning in a bottle or, you know, like something. Everything is meant to be. I don't want to get metaphysical with it, but this is something where I'm like, dang, I still get money with my best friends on earth, like to this day. I mean, our tech stream is business, and you know, like the kids is my guy kids, and you know, I teach their kids stuff. I learn stuff from them, et cetera. So it's really cool to be after, you know, really 40 years of friendship, still being homies.
Man, that's amazing. When did y'all first decide to do it? What was the turning point like? When were y'all like, all right, we got to take, you know, this to the next level? How'd the whole Hieroglyphics thing come about? Who thought of that? And how'd y'all really push it into motion?
Well, Dell is Cube's cousin, you know, first cousin. So Cube was in CIA, and then he started doing the NWA stuff. And then he was like, Dell, you know, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to put you out. So once Dell really got signed and was coming out with, you know, he came out when we were maybe juniors or seniors, so 90, 91. We realized, okay, I mean, we had been making demos and doing all that from maybe 87, you know. But before that, we would do, you know, rap and have raps and have songs. I mean, we started rapping together 83, 84.
Wow.
But Dale is the guy who decided to call us Hieroglyphics and made up the symbol and everything. And I think once we saw that he really could do it, you know, because we saw that Cube could do it, you know. I mean, this is when we knew him as his cousin O'Shea, you know what I'm saying? We were like, whoa, this is possible. And then, like, whoa, NWA blows up, and they're the biggest rap group, you know. Like, they changed hip-hop permanently. So we were like, whoa, okay. So Dell came with his in 91. He put us on the B-side of Mr. Dabalina on Burnt, you know. And then we got signed right after that in 92 when I was a senior in high school. And then we just been rocking ever since.
Man, that's a crazy, crazy story.
Yes, it's wild.
That's amazing, man. So, how does the process go when y'all record being in a crew like Souls of Mischief? What is y'all like process in a studio? How was it over the years? How you decide who going first? All that. What was it like with a group and those group dynamics? How was it in the lab creating the music?
I think really whoever thinks of the song concept probably goes first usually, unless it just and then we kind of just build from there and we kind of write. I would say, I mean, we figure it out, the order, and then we kind of wait for the other person to finish, but don't really do our beginnings and endings until we know what the last person is saying and what the whole thing is about. So it's continuous. You know, I think that's something a lot of people like about us is that, maybe 10, 12 syllables of my first line might rhyme with the end of Opio's line, and then A plus come. You know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, I'm rapping over you. Check it, yo. It's we're like a group or some instruments. You know, like
y'all vibe off each other.
Yep,
and
yep.
Like, even now, when I seen y'all performing, y'all performances, the feelings and the ad-libs and the backgrounds, y'all been rapping with each other so long, it seems like it just comes real natural.
Yeah,
at parts, and
we got 30 years of practice too. I mean, even more than that, really, when we talk about how long we really been rapping, I've probably been rapping, like I said, 37 years. And since we started rapping, we were serious about rapping. So it wasn't ever a time where we were like, this is just something. I mean, it was a time when it was our hobby because it wasn't our profession. But at all times, we were serious about being rappers. We were never like, we're just playing with it. So we always have practiced and, probably practiced less than we should now compared to earlier on. And it's after being, on rocking stages all over Earth with folks for 30 plus years, it seems like it comes naturally, but it took a lot of time to gel. But I mean, we rotate out on stage, make sure the guy who's in front is in front. We're a group. We operate like a group with Souls and Hyro. So it doesn't just look like 30 dudes on the stage. Nobody can tell who's who. Nobody can tell who's the main vocalist. We try to give everybody their space.
Yeah. Man, that's real. 93 till infinity. That's probably one of the biggest records. To ever come out of Oakland, it's probably in that top 5 or 10, man. To ever come out of Oakland, California. Like, I've seen it in so many places, so many licenses of as far as film, movie, everywhere, where y'all have perform that track. It seems like it's really gonna live forever. How did that song come about? Like, what, who was involved with the production, all that? Like, how did it come about?
Well, A Plus had made that. It was the last song we made in the studio for our album. We recorded that album in 10 days, but it's because we had become, we had demos and we've been waiting our whole lives for it. So, and also didn't want to waste money. So,
right.
We recorded
studio
that
time
album.
Was different back
yeah,
then.
Yeah. Studio was expensive back then. We were on reel to reels. And basically, A Plus had went home and made that beat. And he had promised it to Pep Love, but he played it to us. And we were like, man, we got to call an executive decision right now. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a concept of 91 till infinity while we were still in school. It was over a whole different beat. And it never really came to fruition. So, we decided to do that. And then we just was like, we're going to tell you how we just chill, And I mean, it was I think it was like a dollar record that A Plus found, a Billy Cobb and Heather record. And I mean, he hooked the shit out of that thing, man. And I love the fact that we still, 30 years later, that still inspires the same feeling as it did when it came out. And that the young people inspires that same feeling to them, which
they
is really a
trip. They love rapping on that beat, the energy of it. Real. So many people have remixed that over the years.
Yeah.
Big Crit's one of my favorites. Yeah. I think that one is... But a lot of folks went off. It was phenomenal.
Kanye, Freddie Gibbs, J. Cole, Rick Ross, a lot of folks used it. Yep, yep.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, so on the show, it's all about the culture. Yeah. I be having some instrumentals up in this thing. I like throw something, see where folks is at with the bars. I don't telling people, what's going on, what I'm about to throw. I just
it
and see. You feel me?
Look.
Where folks is at? Let me see what I got going on right here. Yeah, we live right now, Hope Alive Radio.
Yeah.
Tajay, Hieroglyphics Crew.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna wait for that beat to come in, I know a lot of cats like to rap without drums, but I ain't grew up with that. I grew up with the drum first and foremost. So we're gonna wait for that thing to drop.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! Now that's the slapper there. I'm about this action here.
Think of it a backup player. Before it happens, yeah, it will occur. I'm still an ill nigga, a villain, you're in extra danger. I'm like Jesus in the manger. Nobody knows what's about to happen. But action, real rapping, never lacking. Catching niggas out here slacking and blap, blap. Now they on they backing. Staring into the sky, wondering why. And I don't know, except the fact that I flow. And the fact that I'm dope. And the fact that you don't got skills even comparable to. I'm scaring you dudes. As soon as I step in the session, it's like divine intercession won't get you. Nigga, hurry up, catch it. Bless it. I wreck it records, disrespecting anyone who try to check it. I know your neck is bobbing, moving. Got your chick slobbing on the knob, and I'm telling you right now, she's improving. What I'm doing, me and 12s, is taking on a trip to heaven and back to hell. We do for sale, Idell. Deep, I got to give a shout out to the leader of the crew, it's Dell. Casual, any other rappers that flow? Yo, I have to tell you right now, pack it in, you slow. You can't get with me, you nit with. The distance that I be knocking niggas down from is astounding. I'm out here clowning on some town shit. I break the beat down and reassemble it, dismembering niggas who think that they are as dope as any member in my crew. Vision that. Come on, I'm living at a pace much faster than these rapping men who think they bout that action. Then it happens and they be like, who was that, man? Tajay, I'm a bad man. Yes, yes, a bad man. Straight off the tip, I had to let you know I'm a professional. I leave you hanging, straight up lynch your hoe. Yeah, kill a hoe. I don't give a damn about no hoe. That's word to D-Lo. Rappers ain't worth zero. In fact, they below negative. When they rhyme, it's like a sedative, making me go to sleep, straight to sleep. I break MCs up, tiny little cracklings. It's happening, this rapping, the actioning. The way I act is impeccable. All you niggas deckable. You'll catch these flows, whew, and it's over for you. I'm up in this bitch, fully sober for you, to give you every last piece of my brain. Rappers, they leak, they can't maintain. I see them in their eyes, they strain. I'm dangerous just like Dane. I'm huge like a Great Dane. Completely insane. Every flow I kick is never the same. Live language, distinguish. Hit you with about 4 or 5 stangers. Bang, bang, it's bang, bang again. Then bang, bang, 6 shots. That's it, I hip hop to the tip top. Ha ha, make a nigga lip drop. Ha ha, 2006 pop. That means after the death, but still haunting you niggas. Dropping you with a style to make you say he's awesome with rhythm. Cause I move it, improve it, and do shit. Rap movement. Ain't no way that I'm losing. Always stomping niggas out with the Van shoes in effect. Bay Area classics. I'm vast with this shit.
Tajay, man. Hieroglyphics. Souls of Mischief. Y'all know what it is, man. We coming straight out of Oakland, California, man. So what can we see from you coming up in the future? What have you been working on? You know, we just played a brand new record.
Yeah.
The Kool G Rap record. How did that record come together and all of that? You know, and the project with the, well, what is his name? The Architects, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, the Architect is our DJ. Him and Breakbeat Lou are Souls of Mischief DJs, man. So we'd always be on tour, and he'd be, you know, everybody bring their equipment and shit, and he'd be having slappers. So we sat down and was like, man, we about to make this record. And I wanted to make the record to give the feel. It's called Black Tech. You know, I'm Black Hoodie. That's my other alter ego. He's Architect. You know what I'm saying? So the record's called Black Tech. The album's, I mean, the group is called Tajay and the Architect, or TNA, you know. And basically, this record, I wanted to make it like, sort of like a record from 1991, like Mark the 45, King, you know, Wild Pitch kind of era, Chill Rob G, Lord Finesse. Like before hip-hop started splitting off into these factions, like, okay, this is gangster rap, this is hardcore, this is backpack, this is West Coast. Right. So it's straight bars, topics. And so when I got some crazy guests on there too. I'm fortunate to have some good friends in hip hop that came down to, you know, to mess with me on it. The album is ill. I think it's probably my best work. You know, I'm excited about it. But one of the guests is Kool G Rap, man. We made this song, Scattershot. And I was like, I think I got loose on it. You know, I probably dropped 50, 100 bars. You know what I'm saying, though? And I was like, man, this remind me of some G Rap shit. And for y'all that don't know who Cool G Rap is, Cool G Rap is who Nas got his style from. It's who Big Pun got his style from.
Twister.
It's who Black Thought got his style from. Yeah, exactly. You see, so this is somebody who's still active, right? You know, still rocking, still dropping shit. So I was like, I'm not about to go to the middle, man. I'm going to go to the source.
Straight up.
You know, so I sent him the record, man. He got on there. And, you know, I felt I got majorly busy on there, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I hopped out on the court. I'm out here dunking, boom, 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 boom. And all of a sudden, you look to the side of the court, and Jordan is walking up. And this nigga rip his sweat, you know, take his sweats off and hop on the court. Man, and he just showed me why he's, you know, top five dead or alive, period. Undisputable. He's on Rat Round Mount Rushmore, you know. For me, it would be KRS-Kane, Rakim, and G-Rap. So he's one of them four. And the fact that I could do a record with him, he let me get in the ring and spar with him, man, that's bucket list shit, man. That shit to me is something that is bigger than most of my accomplishments. You feel what I'm saying, though? Like, that's something that I've been waiting 45 years to do. And then on top of that, you know, G-Rap is a hardcore rapper. You feel what I'm saying, though? He'd be on that gangster shit, tough. So for him to respect my skills enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to get loose with you regardless.
He's the rapper's rapper,
bro. Yeah, that man. That
you know
shit.
What I'm saying? Yeah. It's like anybody that's really into, you know, flow, bars, crazy patterns and pockets and wordplay and all that, you know, G-Rap the king of that, man.
Yeah.
Then the way that he ride the beat, his pocket, the way he put words together and metaphors and his stories, man his story raps is so insane.
To me, he's one of, like, I just dropped that Rap Noir album, and I'm filming a movie actually in a couple weeks for Rap Noir.
Oh, that's amazing.
My homie Fam Cirque, he got an R&B album called Killing Me, so we're making it a double feature. It's like a silent movie where our albums are the score.
Amazing.
But Rap Noir was really inspired by the stories of G-Rap, Slick Rick, Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Though, like, more street inspired shit, you know? And dude, I mean, hats off to that man, because to me, as somebody who is now 30 years in the game and still feel like I can rock with anybody on any level, and it's not an issue, I don't feel like I'm an old man or nothing.
Right.
For him to be even older in this game or longer in this game and still just as sharp and dangerous as when he first came out, that gives me hope for the next 10 years or next 20 years, you know?
Him, 40, everybody doing it on that level.
And what it comes down to, really, is what Too Short said, don't stop rapping. The cats who stop and try to come back, the game moves swiftly. You feel what I'm saying,
though? And move with it.
So exactly. And if you don't move with it, you might get passed up. And it's obvious to me, he ain't stopped. You know? And that's the same with 40, the same with Short. I think Bay Area artists, if they can say anything about us, aside from the fact that we get our money independently and on our own, they can say we have the most longevity out of a lot of these rappers, because we give our fans what they want and we don't stop. We stay touring, we stay rocking shows, and we stay making new music. I love all the stuff I grew up on, but that ain't what it's about. Like, I'm not a Motown review. Like, I'm not a Vegas show to where I'm singing oldies and shit. Like, I'll get on
we're
the stage.
Not gonna be stuck in no era.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll rock the oldies, of course, because I made the songs, right?
Yeah.
But as far as music, I'm about new hip hop. You know, when I look at the charts and all that, I listen to your show, listen to anybody's show, I want to hear new shit too. If it's a throwback show, that's cool. I want to hear deep album cuts and all that. But then I'm gonna switch the channel and listen to some new hip hop. And that's all this shit. I don't want nobody to think like I'm one of them snobby rappers who's like, oh, that's not rap. Oh, Drake ain't rap. Oh, Lil Baby ain't rap.
Right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? No. Oh, YFN Lucci ain't rap. Or, you know what I'm saying?
All of it
Young
was
Boy
influenced from what came before. So
really,
they just standing on their shoulders at what everybody did before. And all the other eras.
Yeah, it's real.
And it's a natural evolution to what it's been. You know, so motherfuckers really can't hate.
I don't really understand it. I understand not liking something or not feeling it. But to say, hey, this ain't that, when the people making it are like, this is that, is to me, like, it's kind of classist. You know what I'm saying, though?
Right.
Or ageist. You know, let these young cats do what they do. And I bet you in 10, 20 years, if they still around, they're going to be hella raw. Like, when I listen to Thugger or Lil Baby or all these dudes, I'm like, damn, this nigga about to be raw in like 10 years. Even Youngboy, I'm like, man, this nigga about to be, might be the biggest star on earth.
Because
he makes some shit like, it's damn near like country music or something. Like, it's bigger, it's rap inspired, but it's bigger. So I don't want anybody out there to think, you know, Hieroglyphics, we snobby in our rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, we feel that we are greater than other MCs in our rhymes. But
there's
as
nothing
far
wrong
as
with that, though.
Watching a young sister come up or a young brother come up, any of that kind of stuff, man, we ain't never finna knock you. You know, especially if you provide for your family. You know what I'm saying, though? You live in an upstanding life. I ain't tripping off your subject matter, man. Ain't nobody trip off Scorsese making gangster movies. Right. Nobody trip off Francis Ford Coppola or any of these dudes.
Say that.
Or what's his name? Tarantino making gangster movies. Man, be as vivid and crazy and wild as you want. As long as you're taking care of your kids, making sure your peoples is cool, and being a force for peace and uplift in your community, I don't care what you rap about.
Man, real talk. Yeah, so me really looking back, you know, times have changed a lot. And I was looking at some, as people seen the promo for today's show, I'd use a clip from In Living Color.
Oh,
right?
Wow, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how was that? How was it going on all the shows, the talk shows, that era of time? And then really, you know, it's not a platform that exists really anymore. There's no more black live comedy shows like In Living Color, late night shows like Arsenio. Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's pretty much where I feel like that late night black entertainment is gone for the most part. And it really, I don't really know what platform, besides like a Saturday Night Live, but that's always been around. You know what I'm saying?
It's a mainstream
Yeah, there's nothing really. How was it doing that? How was it being on that show and those other shows when, you know, 93 till infinity was climbing?
I'm going to go with the converse of that. Like, those was the only platforms then. If you weren't on there, you didn't even exist, right? Like before, if you weren't on the radio, didn't nobody know you had a record unless they were old enough to hit the club. You know what I'm saying, though? Now, they have, you have terrestrial radio, you got internet radio, you got streaming, all these things, playlists, all that kind of stuff. So, to me, doing it then, we just thought that was, I mean, we got to be on In Living Color. If we're not on Living Color, ain't nobody going to hear. We got to be, you know, Dell was on Arsenio. We got to be on Soul Train. We got to be on Rap City or you know, we was on Yo MTV Raps, all these things. We got to do it, because if not, nobody even knows that you exist. So we were very fortunate to be put out on a platform that hit millions of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, though? And we created real fans that that last to this day. It's very different. The investment you had to make in music was different. Music was a product that people cared about. If you, I mean, it used to be like, if you had a CD and your partner wanted to borrow it, you might not even let him borrow it. Like, man, just go spend your $10 and get your own CD.
No, for real. It was real serious in the CD days.
Yeah.
Your CD case had to be right, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You had, yeah. People, you know, you might lose a chick if she look in your CD case and you're in there playing some not slap. You feel me? So I think that it was all just part of it. So it was a great honor to be on Soul Train and all these things. But as we were doing it, we were like, this is what we supposed to do. Like, how? Of course we on Soul Train. Like, we rap.
Right.
You know?
No, real talk. Yeah, so I know you're into other things in life. One thing is martial arts and those different things. How has that, you know, kind of helped shape your life and what you're doing? And how did you come into that?
Ooh. I think I started studying with, you know, I studied at the Iron Wave Dojo, so I studied under Anton Muhammad, and I also studied under Ikwe Matthews, just in the VASK system of jiu-jitsu, right, you know, which was founded by Dr. Moses Powell, Professor Visitacion, Lukman and Abbas. These are all sort of notable martial artists, and we have a jewel of a master teacher out here who's a master. And I think I went to the masjid. I'm Muslim, I'm Sunni, right? So I went to the masjid, and a guy, you know, a brother there was talking to me like, oh, you know, talking to me about music, and, you know, martial arts came up. He was like, man, I studied with this brother, and I've been studying with him since 99 off and on. And, you know, I'm very fortunate. I think that that creates a level of discipline in my life that I think had I not have it, I probably wouldn't have lived this long. Like literally from a exercise standpoint, because, you know, I used to drink and smoke and all that kind of stuff as a young man. And then also from like, we ain't never had security. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, we've been in the favelas of Brazil. We've been in you know, East New York, you know, Detroit, 8 Mile, all that kind of stuff. And we ain't never, and our vibe ain't like that. But also, I know that if something was to happen, I feel like I could get out of it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because of what I've been taught. So that's that kind of knowledge that's irreplaceable. I always have nothing but respect for the masters above me, because they've taught me a way to operate in the world where I don't, if I'm out with my kids, I'm not worried about, oh, these brothers being loud over here. Or, you know, if I'm out with my lady, I'm not worried about them saying something disrespectful. You feel what I'm saying, though? Because what I've been taught has helped me. But also, what I've been taught, I think there's a fire that burns inside of you where cats can feel the heat from that fire, and they kind of don't even approach you in that manner, you know. And I think that's like the next level of mastery that I'm trying to really cultivate and get to. Eventually, you know, I bought a hotel down in Panama. I want to teach yoga and jiu-jitsu down there. I just got my black belt after like 20 years off and on, so now I can teach kids. but I'm trying to get up to the level where I can teach adults and really just continue, you know, because as you get older, physical exercise is more important, not less important, but more important in your life.
No,
so,
for real.
So you need to be working out more as you get into, I'm 45, so into your 40s and 50s, if you want to stay beating some things up, you feel what I'm saying?
No, you feel me? You feel me?
But if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you want to stay, you got to keep your circulation right out here,
your diet right out here,
you know, shit.
Man, big shout out to teacher, big shout out my man, Hashi.
Hey,
Pops.
Yeah.
Anton
Mr. Nice
Muhammad,
guy.
Mr. Nice
Mr.
Guy.
Nice
you know,
guy.
We like to put a lot of paint on us. We love you, man.
Yeah.
So what are we looking forward to right now? Who else do you got on that record? When is it coming out? Ooh. Can you talk a little bit about the movie, this whole unravel? Just let them know about everything. And when can we expect it?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, the record is almost done. I'm waiting for two verses. I don't want to say because I don't want to jinx it.
Right.
But you're going to be very happy when you hear who's on it. You feel
man,
what I'm saying, though?
Dope.
And then and then the G-Rap version is going to be on there. The record is complete. I'm just waiting for these two verses, and we're filming videos and all that. So that album is called Black Tech. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to drop it on Black Friday, but the way it's looking, it'll probably be either later on in the year or for the beginning of next year. I might drop another single off of that. I got an album with Breakbeat Lou called The Hop. You know, we're halfway done with that, and that's kind of like bringing the dance and movement back into hip-hop. You know, so we got some records on there that are like a little bit more up-tempo. We got some hip house on there. We got a freestyle, when I mean freestyle, like freestyle music record with Lizette Melendez. You know, like we got a lot of good stuff coming out. And then I'm filming this movie. It's a double feature. It's a film noir double feature. Rap Noir, which is the record I just dropped last year with Unjust, and Killing Me, which is by Fam Cirque. Y'all might know him on there. And that's dope, too. That Fam Cirque album is like R&B, but the way he gets down, I mean, he's a raw rapper, too. So the way he gets down is crazy. And we got a verse from the Jack on there where Jack is chatting, like doing some dance hall on there. So it's going to be ill. The movie's going to be ill, but that's all probably for the top of the year. Right now, I'm just trying to lock it down, make sure the sonics are right so that when y'all hear it and we finally get out to ride in these cars and kick it next to the lake and, you know, rock shows that we blapping, you know?
For real, man. Man, y'all heard it, man. Where can they get at you? Where can they follow you at? You know about the album. Where's the links?
You can check out Tajay.bandcamp.com for all my releases. On all social media platforms, I'm at Rap Noir, you know, so R-A-P-N-O-I-R. My design website is at Pro Intel Company, with Pro, you know, like opposite of COINTELPRO, Pro Intel Co. So Pro Intel Company. So I'm doing a lot with architecture and design, and I'm in a building right now. I did some designs for, you know, that's where the studio is located.
Yes, sir.
I've done my first house is actually around the corner on 53rd, the first house that I actually designed by myself. So I'm doing a lot of work in West Oakland, Emeryville, the East, all that kind of stuff. Now we're moving over near Oakland High doing stuff. So that's Pro Intel Company. But really, check me out at Rap NOIR. Don't be surprised by my content. I'll be wildin', but. You know, it is what it is.
We always encourage people to accept people as they are, man. Once again, I'd like to give a big shout out to Hieroglyphics Crew, Tajay. Rap Noir, Souls of Mischief. We're gonna go out with a classic, man. I'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. It's DJ 12's Hope Alive Radio. We up out of here, man.
Yo, what's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief Crew. I'm putting my manifesto, my man A+.
What was that first beat?
Right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dial up 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus he got fringe, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heating, Cali getting weeded, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibration. So many females, so much inspiration.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 to match. Greenbacks and stacks, don't even ask. Who got the facts, stacks? We can max, pumping fat tracks. Exchange of facts about impacts, cause in facts, my freestyle talent overpowers brothers can't hack. Get, they lack wit. We got the max shit. 93 to infinity, kill all that wax.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
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 Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 until.
This is how we chill from 93 till. I be cool. News in session, but I'm fresh. Rapping, so I take time off to never rhyme. So I'm off on my own shit with my own clique. Romany back rows with a fat slogan blunt. Folding ones. Holding stunts captive with my persona. Plus a bar testing. Niggas is testing my patience, but I stay fresh and
resting at the mall. Attendance on door. But I am shopping for my winter exploits. Some new fits, some new kicks. I often do this cause it's the pits not being dipped. Flip the flyer, attire female desire. Baby, you can step to this if you admire. The extraordinary dapper rapper. Keep tabs on your main squeeze before I tap.
I'm Macca, attacker with the smoothness. I do this, keep it what my crew gets. Loot, props, respect, and blunts to pass. Crews talk shit, but in my face they kiss my ass. They buy flows, but we make up new ones. If you really don't, why ain't you signed yet? But I get my loot from Jive Zomba. I'm a bomb, yeah. You will see from now to infinity.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Yeah, this is how we chill from 93 till.
This is how we chill from 93 till.
Just cooling out, you know what I'm saying? But who's chilling around the land, you know?
Yo, who's chilling? I think I know who's chilling.
Yeah, tell me who's chilling in that place.
Yo, Casual, you know he's chilling.
Yo, Pat Love, he gotta be chilling.
Jay Biz, you know he's chilling.
Hey, yo, man, my man Snoop is chilling, man.
Yo, Mike G, you know he's here chilling.
Yeah, my man Mike P, you know we gotta chill.
Yo, the funky